Hello and welcome everybody to this week's SEC Modcast. I'm Harry from CCAS and I'll be giving you all the latest this week in SEC change. In this episode, we'll be talking you through the change board outcomes this week, the change subcommittee items for next week, some news about the SEC Section D review, and our IRP process response. First up, we have the items that were taken to the change board for decisions and impact assessment requests. The decisions we had SEC MP56 IHD PP MidZigB attributes available on the HAN, which was deferred, and MP90 incorporation of non-GBCS non-mandated alerts into the SEC, which was approved under self-governance, therefore opening a 10 working day window. And the following modification proposal going for an impact assessment request, which was MP105 sending SI 11.2 to devices in a suspended state, and this was approved at the meeting to proceed. Next, we have the items heading to the change subcommittee next week on the 27th of October for initial comment, which are DP144, charging of random sample privacy assessments. A random sample privacy assessment is an assessment carried out by an independent privacy auditor to identify the extent to which another user is compliant with each of its obligations. Any costs which are incurred in the completion of random sample privacy assessments are then socialised across all users, and this results in industry paying for assessments which only other users undertake. We have DP145, align SEC documentation with DCC solution for SR8.3 decommissioned device. So SEC sections A, definitions and interpretation, and H, DCC services, currently conflict with a DCC design for service request 8.3 to decommissioned devices. At present, a communications hub can only be removed and returned by a responsible supplier party, which forms part of a smart metering system. If a communications hub is no longer part of a smart metering system, then it no longer has a responsible supplier as per its definition in SEC Section A, which leads to further contradictions in SEC Section H. And DP146, SM1 coverage date. The DCC is required to provide information to parties via the SSI regarding the smart metering wide area network, availability for SMETS1 and SMETS2 devices. Some party systems use a hard-coded date of 1st of January 2021 within their business processes, which may cause issue for them now that that date is no longer relevant. On we move to the SEC Section D review. We've released a SEC Section D review request for information, so we want to further streamline the SEC modifications process. The panel agreed for CCAS to initiate a further review of Section D on the 16th of October 2020. And as part of the first stage of this review, we are seeking feedback from SEC parties on the current modifications framework. Later in this review, we will be holding an industry workshop to discuss and refine our proposed enhancements before issuing an industry consultation to seek your views. So please use the response forms that have been sent out in the request for information to give your views by 5 p.m. on Friday the 13th of November 2020. And finally, CCAS has issued a response following the IRP process consultation held earlier this year. There were 12 respondents to our consultation, and the majority were supportive of the proposed process. There were some general concerns which are listed along with our responses, and further information can be found in the responses document. And we'd like to thank all of those who responded. We're continually looking to improve our process and customer service relationship and appreciate all your feedback and responses to our consultation. And that is this week's episode. As usual, we will be posting a new modcast to the SEC website every week. And if you have any requests for what you want us to cover, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. So thank you very much for tuning into the modcast. I've been Harry from CCAS, and I'll see you soon.